Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 12 of our Emuna, Life in Messiah Yeshua, Faith and Loyalty. Meditation verse for today, Deuteronomy 32, 3 and 4. For I will proclaim Adonai's name, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, blameless is his work, indeed all his ways are just. God of faithfulness, without iniquity, righteous and upright is he. Tree of Life Version. The word faithfulness is the Hebrew emunah, a noun meaning truth and faithfulness. It is used to describe God's character and his actions in Deuteronomy 32:4. The psalmist often uses this word in their praise of the Lord and his faithfulness. Example, Psalm 33:4, Psalm 105, and Psalm 119:90. When people are faithful, good things come their way. Proverbs 12:22 and 28:20. The word emunah is also used with righteousness to describe the character. Proverbs 12:17, Isaiah 59:4, and Jeremiah 5:1. Are we trusting in his faithfulness to us in spite of what things may look like in the natural? When prayers seem not to be answered the way we want them answered, do we lose faith in his word? Emunah says no matter what the outcome, the Almighty Father is faithful and is watching over us and his word to perform it in our life. The book of Hebrews talks about men and women of God who hoped and waited on his promises, even though what they were looking for did not manifest in their lifetime. Hebrews 11:13 and 12, these all died in faith without receiving the things promised, but they saw them and welcomed them from afar. And they confess that they were strangers and sojourners on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If indeed they had been thinking about where they had come from, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they yearn for a better land that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Yeshua told us to believe in him because he has overcome the world. John 16:31-33. Yeshua answered them, "Do you now believe? Look, the hour is coming, indeed has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own. You will abandon me, yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have shalom. In the world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Faith and Loyalty. This is an excerpt from an article in Jewish Action magazine. The word emunah stems from the same etymology as the word ni'iman, which typically translates as loyalty. Faith in God also expresses itself as loyalty to God. Emunah isn't just an attitude, it's a relationship. Loyalty demands sustaining a relationship even when the terms of that relationship aren't clear and obvious. Faith isn't always or only a rational belief in God, but an emotional commitment to adhere to him despite what may come. In a lecture delivered in 1974, Rabbi Lichtenstein elaborated upon this aspect of emunah. Faith does not attempt to scatter the clouds of misfortune, try to raise expectations, or strive to whitewash a dark future. It does not claim that it will all work out for the best, either individually or nationally. On the contrary, even if the outcome will be bad, we will remain reliant on and connected to God. We will remain faithful until the end and shall not exchange our trust in God for dependence on man. This approach does not claim that God will remain at our side. Rather, it asks us to remain at his side in truth. This approach presents not just a demand, but also a message. Being disconnected from God constitutes the greatest tragedy that can befall a person. Emunah expresses a trust in God himself, not as a function of what we can receive from him, but rather as trust in him. This trust is unconnected with what one may get out of the relationship, but simply describes a connection to God. The desire to come close to him, to serve him, to rely on him, to take hold of the foundation of all else, and source of existence. Faith doesn't just promise answers, it expects us to live with questions. Steadfast faith in God should not only provide reassurance or physiological security, more importantly, it should bind us to God even as we suffer. Whatever our fate, it can't be worse than being disconnected from God. We cannot control the larger forces in our world, but we can determine the depth and pitch of that relationship. We are living through a once-in-a-lifetime crisis. Hopefully, we will also tell the story of an event that taught us all the deep meanings of faith. End of article. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. 10 facts about God or Yahweh Elohim. Number 1, he has a mouth, Deuteronomy 32:1. 2, he can speak, Deuteronomy 32:1-2. 3, he has a doctrine, Deuteronomy 32:2. 4, he has a name, Deuteronomy 32:3. 5, he is great. 6, he is the rock, Deuteronomy 32:4. 7, his work is perfect. 8, all his acts of judgment are just. 9, he is a God of truth and without iniquity. 10, he is just and righteous. There's 4 uses of the word rock in Scripture. Number 1, rock is a symbol of God, the stable and strong one, Deuteronomy 32:4, Isaiah 17:10. The rock of salvation, Deuteronomy 13:15, Psalm 89:26, and 95:1. The rock that begat thee, Deuteronomy 32:18. The rock that sold them, Deuteronomy 32:30. The rock of Israel, Deuteronomy 32:37, and 2 Samuel 23:3. No rock is like God, 1 Samuel 2:2. The Lord, or Yahweh Elohim, is my rock. Psalm 18:2, 18:46, 28:1, 32:1, 42:9, 62:2, verses 6-7, and Psalm 71:3. There is none like him, 2 Samuel 22:32. The rock of my refuge, Psalm 94:22. A great rock, Isaiah 32:2. 2, the rock is a symbol of Messiah. 1, a rock of offense, Isaiah 8:14, Romans 9:33, and 1 Peter 2:8. A spiritual rock, 2 Corinthians 10:4. A literal rock, a type of Messiah, Exodus 17:6, Numbers 28-11, and 2 Corinthians 10:4. And 4, a literal rock, not as a type, Numbers 23:9, Isaiah 2:19-21, and Revelation 6:15-16. His work is perfect. God, or Yahweh Elohim, never created anything imperfect. All imperfections have come about through sin and rebellion by the choice and conduct of free moral agents. Romans 5:12-21. Judgment, the Hebrew mishpat, a verdict, a decree, a law, justice, right, privilege, style, ceremony, charge, order, ordinance, worthy. All of God's ways are just, right, decreed, and according to fixed laws and order. May we remain faithful to him in his faithfulness. In Messiah Yeshua, Shalom in Yeshua.